From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President of Syria comments on ceasefire. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Tuesday the cessation of hostilities in his country's five-year war is a glimmer of hope. In a German television interview, President Assad said his government will do its part to make the truce work. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called the next few days critical in building momentum toward the goal of de-escalating the Syrian conflict.
There have been some number of violations reported on both sides. We do not want to litigate these in a public fashion in the press. We want to work to eliminate them. And we have agreed on a process by which we will do that.
There was a noticeable uptick in violation claims on Monday. Meanwhile, the UN and aid partners began humanitarian deliveries Monday with the goal of reaching more than 150,000 Syrians. The UN warned Tuesday that Europe is near a self-induced humanitarian crisis because governments are imposing border restrictions and failing to work together as migrants continue to reach the continent. Adrian Edwards, a spokesman for the UN Refugee Agency, said more than 130,000 people have crossed the Mediterranean this year, most of them reaching Greece. The two-month total is near the figure for the first 6 months of last year. Suspected Ugandan rebels killed at least 12 people, decapitating some in attacks on villages in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Rebels believed linked to the Allied Democratic Forces, an Islamist group with origins in Uganda, attacked at least two villages in northern Kivu province early Monday. The ADF, which launched a rebellion against President Yoweri Museveni in Uganda, was forced to flee into DRC, where it has been accused of occasional massacres. This is VOA News.